Then this last one I'm going to read is a long poem, and I feel compelled to read it because of something that we've been talking about, and that is that maybe dead words can be resurrected. Maybe words that have been left, gone from the language, can be resurrected. I got into this poem when I was, after my parents died. My parents died very close together, and I was in this state for a year or so. And I wrote out of it, and this is toward the end of that sequence of poems. It's a poem called New Words, and it's about riffling through the OED, the Oxford English Dictionary, the 13 volumes, sitting in a room, a very naked room up in the fourth floor of the English building in Georgia. It's called a research room, and it's just got a table there and the 13 volumes of the OED. And I spent some time there. Some of it was sort of hiding time, I think, and I realized that I was hiding in my connoisseur's sense of the language, just looking through for words, old words that could be maybe used again. I got into this, but this will introduce Galway, maybe, by noticing that Galway goes ahead and just uses old words. He doesn't put the definitions in like I do. The word that got me started was goaf, and this is what I need these things for. Galway wanted me to read this thing without these things, but I don't think I can. Maybe I eventually. Can you see these? All right, this says two words. So, we're going to go on with it. This is the word. See, if I said goaf, your mind wants to make it into coat or goat or something. And so, but here you got it, goaf. This is hard here. At the end of this poem, a bunch of figures come in. People come in from off the street, sort of. Rabelais comes in and others from Missouri folklore. It gets very, very populated, crowded toward the end, which I think is what it may be about as I write out of that solitude into a more populated state of mind. New words, like goaf, that Galway Connell revives in the Book of Nightmares for a storage bin in a barn or in a mine, the dark place the ore's been taken from. A name for my year-long trance. Where's Coleman? He's back up in the Gulf somewhere. Rames. Rames. Skeleton or any kind of framework. The rames of a new house seen through the trees. The rames of an idea. Just the rames of a man born on a night with no moon. Some it's hard to save, like Solander, a box made in the form of a book used for holding botanical specimens, papers, maps, for hiding secret guns, shoplifting. Saprophagus, sarcophagy, so it is riffling the S volume of the OED, I come to satisfaction. It doesn't mean what it ought to. Theological, for enough agony to atone. Deliver us not, O Lord, this day from satisfaction. Sauve qui peut, or sauve qui peut. French for save yourself, whoever can. Meaning a general stampede or complete rout. Cumberland College and sauve qui peut at Georgia Tech, 222 to nothing. Sawney, foolishly sentimental. Whiny with false, naive emotion. See, now what I want you to do is to remember these words and we can start using them. See, maybe words can come back. Sawney, write them down, see. Foolishly sentimental, whiny with false, naive emotion. The Scottish variant for the name Sandy. Don't get in that Sawney voice, we won't be gone long. Someone asked once at a reading, where are other people in your poems? What if I'd said each old word is a breathing out of somebody, of someone's name, like Sawney? The ear is the last face, says Emily in one of her letters. Seg, a callus of hard skin on the hand. Segent describes a quadruped in a sitting position with four legs upright. Selachian, like a shark. Selenian, pertaining to the moon, considered as a world within itself. Selketh, self-known, known to the self, meaning marvelous and wonderful and rare, a constant Selketh sound, like cicadas or the surf. St. Elmo's fire. What am I looking for in dictionaries but St. Elmo's fire? The glow of atmospheric electricity that appears as a tip of light on pointed objects in bad weather. Corpus Sancti, St. Elmo's breath. Do words protect us with their cold light? The face does look like an ear eventually. Words we're using now burn out. What the point is, I don't know. There's not a word in English for that time when the world will not exist. The Maoris have one, both for when there wasn't life and when there won't be. Po. P-O in the O-E-D means peacock and small devil, origin unknown. Pollux, the innermost digit of the forelimb. In air-breathing vertebrates, the thumb. Whales have thumbs. Pole rose, the pit under a water wheel. Pit under a water wheel. We have a word for that now. Pum, as a verb, to form a compact head or heart, as a cabbage that pums close to the ground. Potamic, of rivers and things that live there, like turtles, moons, water wheels, cabbages, and words that hold an image for a moment before they turn to sand and silver paint. Backwards from the center with the M volume, musophobist, one who regards poetry with suspicious dislike. Muskin, pretty face, sweetheart. Mimp, to purse up one's mouth primly in silence. She just sits there with her muskin all mimped up. Melrose, a curative preparation made of powdered rose leaves, honey, and alcohol. When she looks like that, give her some Melrose. Mees, the form that a rabbit leaves pressed in the grass and comes home to. Don't forget that. Maris, the womb. Mally, dotingly fond. Mally father maketh wicked child. Mahu, a name for the devil. Masala, thin and shriveled from poverty. Taking such small steps down the list, alphabetically disguising the way I say the same thing over and over, how this is where I hide, in a room with 13 dictionaries and no windows, hide from women who love more than I can stand to be loved, who want me not to hide, inside the breath of an old word or inside their bodies, like St. Elmo's fire, playing under the shoulder blades. Rabelais, St. Francois, help me out. Fanfreluche, this is one of Rabelais' made-up words. To trifle, to act wantonly, fanfreluching it 30 times a day. Grimp, to climb energetically using hands and feet. How the little grimper made it, I'll never know. Griggles, small apples left on the tree by the gatherer for the children to have. Granons, the whiskers of a cat. Cut the granons off one side, she'll walk in a circle. Glore, loose fat. Strange to see two eyes waking up in the midst of all that glore. Gillian, a flirty, feisty girl. And right under, Gillian a burnt tail. Will-o'-the-wisp, a little phosphorescence in the swamp. Barnaby, the 11th of June, St. Barnabas's Day, the longest under the old calendar, hence anything long and drawn out, like this poem. Batologist, someone who repeats himself a lot, from Batos, the stammering man, who went to ask the Delphic oracle about his voice, and all she said was, "You shall become a king in Libya." He kept asking, "What about my voice?" Well, what about my voice? Now his name is the front half to a word nobody uses, and he one of the chief personalities in a list poem of what we no longer have in common. Ferdful, either awesome, inspiring fear, or full of fear, or both. "Is anybody down there?" he shouted ferdfully. "Yes," came back the ferdful answer. Variation, a cessation of work, the act of keeping a holiday. Simple variation was enough for the weekend. No binges, no feasts. Fernshawe, a thicket of ferns. Secret places along creeks around Chattanooga were Fernshawes, and nobody knew it. Fid, a small but thick piece of anything, as a fid of cheese or hamburger. Fidibus, a paper match for lighting pipes. Fidicinal, of stringed instruments and those that play them. Suddenly my fidibus blew out in one long fidicinal gust. Figum, trickery. Stop your wicked figum and play the game right. Turning the pages with an ache, the spine of an unopened volume in me, leafing the pages for I don't know what, quatch, a word, a sound, not one quatch from you two. Queechy, dense with undergrowth, the queechy woods kept them from getting far. Quisquilius, of the nature of rubbish or refuse, Quisquilius sculpture on display in the garden. Quadlibetical, a quadlibet is any question in philosophy or theology proposed solely as an exercise in argument. Buckley is less effective for being so quadlibetical. Granted, these are for collectors whose lives are hidden, as mine is to me. Faced with definitions and loose ends, moving over a big book like a kitchen match, feeling for a rough place. May a year ago, the drive from midnight till 4, singing and crying, too late, they said, the nurses. But I talked and joked inside the coma, how she sat up till 5 a.m. when I won best athlete at camp, too excited to sleep. What have you won that we're staying up this late again? Familiar moving around the mouth and about the eyes, and she went back, and I held that hand, holding her in the world, I thought. But that's not so, or if it is, I let go the next morning and slept myself. Some words we have no record of. Some get written down and last for centuries before they lose their limits and come to mean almost anything. Nonsense words. The best is sense and nonsense both. Child and parent, earth and sky. Each of us has a separate face, word, and name. Until we look so long at a twin, or down at the water, or up into night sky so long, our face becomes an ear, listening to everything. Three at random from the supplement. Kill hag, a wooden trap to catch rabbits. The kill hags are out. Watch your feet. Gorpin, of anything that stares in a dumb way, the gorpin crowd at the gate. Huma, a fabulous bird in Persian myth, so restless that it never lights, and good fortune to anyone it hovers directly over. Mixed blessing, I guess it is. But the cemetery goes on and on where words are buried. Kill hags full of different gorpon beasts above the humor floating. Speaking dead words, there is a confused solitude for each of us. Think of translating this to another language, trying to find similar terms. Words exist somewhere between being and not. Most of these closer to not, back in the gulf of compilations and folklore. There's a terrifying legend in Missouri of a headless cobbler who has, in place of a head, 20 or 30 unmatched shoes in a great clump between his shoulders, like an unsolvable puzzle. When someone is about to die, he comes out of his cave to take one of any pair he can find, like dead words end up, one more empty shoe for some collector's mind. The living word, though, is like the god Janus, one face looking at meaning, the dictionary, the other looking out the window at what is. In death, they split apart at the back of the neck and fall, one with great relief into water, the other filled with itself, the other into the cave, no longer double. Close the book and listen. There's a man shouting. in the middle of the street. Get up for what it means. If it's a dance, you must dance. If it's death, you must die. What a chill when it rains. What wind. Comes the dance, you must dance. Comes death, you can't help it. Get up. There's a man calling in the middle of the street. Thank you.
There will be a short quiz after the